Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. India bowled the West Indies out for 234 and then closed on 37 without loss as they dominated day one of the opening test at Eden Gardens in Kolkata. West Indies were going along nicely with Marlon Samuels hitting 65 before they collapsed, Mohammad Shami taking 4 wickets and Sachin Tendulkar 1. Openers Shikhar Dhawan and Murali Vijay then negotiated a testing final period of play before stumps. New Zealand left it until the final game of their tour of Bangladesh to claim their first victory, winning a high-scoring 2020 international by 15 runs. Half-centuries from Colin Munro and Anton Devchich steered the Black Caps to 204 for 5, and despite being reduced to 19 for 3 in reply, the home side rallied before eventually falling short on 189 for 9. Mushfiqur Rahim made 50 and Mamadullah 34 to keep them in the match before New Zealand prevailed, ending a tour in which they lost all 3 one-day internationals with a victory right at the very end. Openers Alistair Cook and Michael Carberry battered through the opening day of England's tour game against Australia A to reach stumps on 318 without loss. Both men scored big centuries as England dominated proceedings at the Bellarive Oval in Hobart, laying down a significant marker ahead of the Ashes. South Africa Test captain Graham Smith has been withdrawn from the rest of the one-day international series against Pakistan due to the after-effects of a blow to the head during the second test. He was hit on the temple by a Mohammad Irfan bouncer during the second test in Dubai, and although he was fine to play on, he's subsequently been struggling with concussion-like symptoms and has been advised to rest for at least 2 weeks. That means he's likely to miss the start of the recently arranged series between South Africa and Pakistan, which begins on the 20th of November. And finally, Cricket Australia have confirmed that Shane Watson has suffered a hamstring strain, but they will be doing everything possible to get him fit in time for the first Ashes test in Brisbane. Watson suffered the injury while bowling during the 7th one-day international against India in Bangalore on Saturday, leaving the field, although he did return to bat, hitting 49 in 22 balls before India won the decisive game.